Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
He will not put more on you than what you are able to bear. So what you're doing right now tonight is renewing your mind. And the next thing you should look for is the exercise that comes after it that lets you know it took.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Transformed. Change your mind, change your life. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the word today.
So when you came to Christ, whatever that was that brought you, because your mind, will, and emotions were all caught up in the moment that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. That's the reason why you cried, you trembled, you fell on your knees. It was emotional. You felt all these kind of different feelings going on as God was transforming your life in a moment of salvation, in a moment of deliverance. Boom, a moment of deliverance. That was a glorious day. Would you not say that? Wasn't it a great day when the burdens of sin was lifted off your shoulder and you felt clean for the first time in your life? I'm just gonna ask you, is anybody still thankful of that day? That's what I wanna know. Now let me get, oh my God, I feel my preach helping in here. Let me just tell you something. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget that day. Mark it in your Bible, write it on your forehead, put it on your mirror. Don't you ever forget the day that Jesus Christ rolled your sins away and everything became brand new. Now, the reason why some of you are not saying amen right now is because since that day, let's just say it's been some rough season. Some ups and some downs. Lost my temper, whatever. All of that is involved in your mind, will, and emotion. But I would just want you to know something. It doesn't take effect until it hits your spirit. Are you with me? Don't mistake emotions for a transformation of your spirit. Because some days, well, you got to be old enough to know this. Some days you feel like a nut, and some days you don't. Some days I feel saved, and some days I don't. And if my salvation was based on my emotions, then I would be up and down like a Six Flags roller coaster. But how do I know that I know that I know that I know that I know? Because there's been a transformation. I am now God conscious on the inside. Old things have passed away. How do I know that I know that I know? I know that I know because every time I do something in my mind, will, and emotion, and in my body that's contrary to this, the Holy Spirit speaks to me and tells me, hey, don't do that. Do this. Now, up until that day, you had no little voice. Still small voice. Up to that point, you didn't have anything there. So you said, I'm fine. Problem was, when Jesus came in and the Spirit of God came in conversion, the Holy Spirit came in conversion, okay? When Jesus came in, his Spirit came in to regenerate you. Reorganize the genes, your DNA spiritually. Are you with me? When he came in and took over, that's when the conflict began. Up to that point, your mind, will, and emotions did whatever you wanted to do. And you felt good about it. And don't tell me how to live. I'll live my life what I want. And then Jesus came in and rearranged the furniture on me. Are you with me? Just a question. Are you still glad about it? Even though, oh, only got half hands right there. Even though it's a struggle sometimes, even though you got to fight devils that you never had to fight when you were out in sin, well, no wonder you were a devil. Right? You had no control over anything. You did whatever you wanted to do. It's critical for us to understand this because when Jesus came into your life, He didn't just come in as Savior. He did in that moment. Save me. Oh, save me, Jesus. Boom. He saved you by faith. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to flip backwards. Signing a card didn't mean nothing. By faith, you received Him, and by faith, He took you. And He didn't ask you to clean up before that. Boy, that right there is worth praising God for. Because you know how nasty you were. See, you can't talk it up in here because everybody's around. And if you really tell your real testimony, you're afraid somebody on your seat right now might slide down to the other side. That's the reason why they're sitting way out on the periphery over here. I'm just saying to you that change took place in a moment. But now I've got to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm on my way to heaven. But now I got to get a different way of thinking because my old stinking thinking was stuck in selfishness and in the world and in whatever I wanted to do. And I need to be trained. I need to be instructed. I need to have a renewed mind. Now, that does not happen one time a week on Sunday or Wednesday night. If you don't purposefully and intentionally renew your mind on a daily basis, and remember this, it's not what you eat or how much you eat, it is how much you digest. How many of you know you could eat the whole buffet because you're really hungry, but it'll give you a bellyache? Because it's not how much you consume. So some of you are frustrated because you read a whole chapter and you don't feel any different and you don't even know what you read 5 minutes after you read it. When if you'd take one word and meditate on it day and night, the Bible says in Joshua 1:8, He'll make your way successful. He'll give you courage and good success. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It takes the renewing of your mind. I'm not going to go back and rehearse everything from last week, but I just want to just hit a couple of highlights here for you as we get into this next portion so you can write some things down because you're all sitting there with your pen and you got ink and everything like that. So first of all, you need to understand that there's a process to walking with the Lord and renewing your mind. God's taken us somewhere. Would you agree? Come this weekend and you'll hear about heaven. He's taken us somewhere. Okay, but it's a process. I don't just get saved and then I just sit back in the boat and just let it row because the current will take you in any direction. Now you have to be intentional about your walk with the Lord and the renewing of your mind. That's critical. This is a reason why the Apostle Paul said, he said, listen, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. Everybody wants to do that and they stop right there. But if you read a whole verse, it tells us that we must also be in the fellowship of His sufferings. Well, Pastor, if Jesus suffered on the cross, then why do I have to suffer? Because life is life. And I've visited people in the hospital and over the past several days, and their sickness and disease. Why? Because of that old devil back here that was telling us that everything was going to be all right, and the next thing that took place is that he slipped in, and behind him came death, disease, the grave, all of that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God will never give you what He hasn't qualified you to manage. Are you hearing me? God's not going to give you some promise or something in your life without getting you qualified for it. He will not put more on you than what you are able to bear. So what you're doing right now tonight is renewing your mind. And the next thing you should look for is the exercise that comes after it that lets you know it took. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, one of the greatest things of a parent, and they always have this hanging out in the back of their mind, is I've done my best to train my child and instruct my child, and then all of a sudden they're out of the house, and you're just sitting there waiting. Did it take? Right? I mean, I asked my son yesterday, I said, son, have I ever taught you how to tie a tie? He said, no, Dad, I can see on YouTube. He said, besides that, I don't like wearing ties. But if I said, well, there's probably going to be an occasion, obviously, that you're going to need to wear a tie. He said, that's all right. I already got one tied at the house, and I got one that hooks right here, and all I got to do is drop my collar, and I'm good to go. There's something always fulfilling for a parent to be able to watch their children or their grandchildren, and you go, what I taught them took. They made the right decision. They thought it out, whatever. Well, that's what God gets pleasure out of. To know that when you've received the word of God, that it wasn't just a pile full of notes, but that you took it, applied it to your life, and when you got into that situation, suddenly what you learned months and months, years ago, kicked in from your spirit because the Holy Ghost helper was there to help you. And out of you comes the right choice in that moment of crisis. It is going to happen over and over again. The transformation of your mind is more important than the relocation of your body. Let me explain. I don't care if you are physically in the greatest house or greatest neighborhood, all that. If your mind still has stinking thinking, are you hearing me? Transformation of the mind. A person can be in prison physically, but if you get your mind out, you're a free person. I see people that are bound all the time in their mind, and they're not even in behind bars. Because they will never change their mind about the negative attitude that the Holy Spirit is saying to us, here's what you need to think. This is what you need to do. We always default. Why? We always default back to that sin nature in our negativity. Are you with me? Mental freedom is more than important than physical freedom even. And nothing changes in your life until you change your mind. That's what getting saved is all about. I just changed my mind. What did the young son of the father say, the prodigal as we call him? He gets in the pig pen, he's about ready to eat something that the pigs wouldn't even eat. And he said to himself, what am I doing here? I will arise and I will go back to my father's house. Come on, somebody. See, we're waiting on God to do it all. And God's saying, I've done everything necessary. I've given you the Holy Ghost. I've given you the word. I've given you a preacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle. I've done all the things that's necessary for you to have the victory. Now it's up to you to change your mind. And you'll change your direction.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.